It's Monday, June the 15th, and this is your morning briefing from The Economist, sponsored by TD Ameritrade. Coming up, another spike in COVID-19 cases in Beijing and another police killing in America. First, the world in brief. 71 people in Beijing tested positive for COVID-19, as a new outbreak linked to Xingfadi, a wholesale market in the southwest of the city, raised concerns of a second spike of infections. Nearby residents have been banned from leaving their homes, and sports events were cancelled. Investors held their breath, awaiting better news about China's economic recovery. A court in the Philippines sentenced Maria Ressa, the founder of the Rappler News website, to 6 years in jail. Ms. Ressa was convicted of cyber libel, though many believe the trial to have been an attempt by the government to stifle critical media. Ms. Ressa was released on bail pending an appeal. India's government announced that it will provide 500 railway carriages to Delhi city authorities to provide more space for beds to care for COVID-19 patients. The capital is one of the worst hit places in India, as the number of infections across the country continues to rise. India has the fourth highest number of confirmed cases in the world, after America, Brazil, and Russia. AstraZeneca, a pharmaceutical giant, signed a contract to supply European Union governments with a potential vaccine against the coronavirus. The company said the deal was for 400 million doses of the vaccine being developed at the University of Oxford. Deliveries to Europe's Inclusive Vaccines Alliance are due to begin by the end of this year. The head of Atlanta's police force, Erica Shields, resigned after a police officer twice shot a black man in the back on Friday. The death of Rayshard Brooks, coming so soon after that of George Floyd in Minneapolis, provoked protests in Atlanta. The Wendy's restaurant where the incident occurred was set alight. The white policeman who killed Mr. Brooks has been sacked. London and other British cities witnessed ugly scenes as counter-demonstrations organised by far-right sympathisers became predictably violent. A large group headed to the centre of the capital ostensibly to protect a statue of Winston Churchill that had been vandalised during Black Lives Matter protests earlier in the week. More than 100 people were arrested in London alone. And the Spanish government announced a €3.7 billion, $4.2 billion bailout for its car industry. The sector, which represents about 10% of the country's GDP, has been particularly hard hit by Spain's lockdown. The Prime Minister, Pedro Sanchez, said further details will be released today.